Solid gold hits. Yay! Straight from the gold mine. Bobby Emmons with solid gold rock and roll.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Dance, 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 the Beach Boys here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, all part of our Million Dollar Weekend of much more music right here on Wibbage FM. And speaking of the Beach Boys, Mike Love, their lead singer, is our very special guest. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
Mike, I'm doing fantastic, and it's great to see you again. And I can't wait to see the Beach Boys next Saturday up at the Great Auditorium in Ocean Grove. Let's right now go all the way back to the beginning of the Beach Boys, and why don't you tell us how you guys got involved in show business?
One of my earliest memories of singing at all was my cousin Brian Wilson sitting on my grandmother Wilson's lap singing Danny Boy at our annual Christmas parties. My mom was really big on Christmas parties, and the whole family and all the friends would get together, and we'd have these huge Christmas parties, at least 100 people, and we'd all go caroling together. And so that was our... really are actually the impetus or the kind of venue, the place we started singing was at those annual get-togethers.
Mike, I know that Brian Wilson has always been regarded as the genius behind the Beach Boys, but lately it's been found out that you were actually a major part of that genius, having co-written a lot of the songs from the 60s that you really didn't get credit for at that time.
Well, the thing is, Brian is definitely a musical genius, but he's always had a collaborator lyrically, and unfortunately my uncle Murray decided not to put my contributions down on record, and I didn't get paid or credited with songs like California Girls and I Get Around and a bunch of others, but that was rectified a few years ago, and it is a collaboration. It's always been like a partnership, and the songs that Brian and I worked on together have been very, very successful, and are thanks to his musical ability, my creative abilities came out with hooks and with lyrics and stuff, and it really works.
Well, that's for sure. Mike, let's give a listen to one of those songs that you are finally getting credit for, California Girls, right here on Wibbage FM 94.3.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. I wish
Hey, let's flip that record over.
When I watched you walk with him, tears filled my eyes. And when I heard you talk with him, I couldn't stand his lies.
Besides that great 45 from 1965, the Beach Boys right here on Wibbage FM. And speaking of the boys, Mike Love, their lead singer, is our very special guest. Mike, back in 1966, you guys recorded what many people regard as the greatest album of all time. Of course, I'm speaking about Pet Sounds. Now, I know around that time that you guys were continually on the road and Brian would stay home and record songs in the studio. I'm sure you guys must have been a little bit shocked when you came off the road and heard some of the tunes that he was working on. I mean, you guys were so used to the surf and the summer tunes and the girl tunes and, of course, the hot rod songs. But you guys did a great job on it. I'm sure you must have been very happy with the outcome.
Oh, yeah. We worked our buns off on Pet Sounds. In fact, it was during that period of recording in 1966 where my cousin Brian was hearing things that no other human being could hear, I think. I mean, we would do something that sounded perfect to everybody, and then he'd say, "We'll do it again." And I started calling him dog ears because he would hear sounds that the human ear couldn't hear. But we worked so hard on the vocals on that many, many years later, a couple years back, they did a Pet Sounds box set, the Pet Sounds Sessions, and they had one CD in that box set of just the vocals. So it was amazing to hear the quality of the vocals. I mean, that's one thing that's always distinguished the Beach Boys, I think, is the harmonies and the vocals from almost any other group. When you play those vocals back, the results of all that hard work are quite evident. Yeah, so it was, in terms of an artistic achievement, best effort, I think that was probably the piece de resistance of the Beach Boys.
Well, Mike, we love all of your music right here at Wibbage FM, that's for sure. And we do want to thank you for spending some time with us here on WIBG.
Thank you.
Mike Love, everybody. And before we send Mike out, I want to mention one more time that they are appearing next Saturday night, August 14th, at the Great Auditorium up in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. It's their only area appearance this summer, so make sure you get up there. It's a tremendous theater and definitely a great place to see the Beach Boys. Okay, we spoke about Pet Sounds. Let's send Mike out with a great tune from that album. Wouldn't it be nice right here on Wibbage FM 94.3.
Say goodnight and stay.
wishing, hoping, pray it might come true.
Run, run, you.
Baby, then there wouldn't be a single thing we couldn't do. But we could be married.
We could be married.
And then we'd be happy. And then we'd be happy.
But oh, wouldn't it be nice?
You know, it seems the more we talk, it only makes it worse to live.
Boys, and I'll be right back with This Week in Rock and Roll History.